Hello, and welcome to this episode of SEMO Spotlight. I'm your host, Ella Tinsley, and joining me in the studio today is Paul Hinkleman, one of the candidates running for SGA's upcoming election. Paul, why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself?
I am a political science major here at SEMO. I'm here to talk about student government, and I'm from Oak Ridge.
Welcome. Speaking of student government, do you hold any positions right now with our SGA?
Yes, I currently am the executive position student issues. And then the year before that, I was a senator for the HSS college.
And from my understanding, you're running for treasurer this year.
I'm running for vice president, yes.
Running for vice president.
Yes, I'm running for vice president. I want to go for vice president because I saw how Drew did it and I really enjoyed it and how he handled some stuff. So I want to take over his position and kind of continue on a legacy.
What would you do in that position?
So with the position, it's more of a background kind of worker in a way. So you help run in the Senate and stuff like that. And you get speakers talk about safety, which is one of the biggest things I see in this day and age is you never know what's going to happen. So I just want to get some speakers in there just to update the senators and the students.
Are those speakers for the students or is that more like connected to the DPS
We would bring in DPS into the Senate and they would talk to all of our senators and stuff like that. And senators should go back to the people that they talk to and they like explain what goes on in the meetings. So I want them to talk about what they heard during like the speeches and stuff and kind of like get to push out the word a little bit better. Yeah.
What do you hope to do in this role other than the typical responsibilities that come with it?
Safety is one of the biggest things I'm pushing for my personal campaign, not the entire campaign of our ticket, but my personal one is safety. One of the biggest things I see. Our police department's doing great. I really do appreciate them. And I've talked to them a couple times. I helped with my position. I helped push out flyers and stuff like that for the Regroup app that came out in September, August-ish. Mm-hmm. And I want to get closer with them, build more of a connection. And I want the students to build a connection with that as well. I want them to feel more safe around campus so they can have a great 4 or 5 years or 3 years and just have a good time at SEMO, knowing they never have to worry about safety or anything like that.
That's wonderful. How do you feel the transition is going to be with your other positions? Are you going to be able to take some of that knowledge and apply it to your new role if the election goes your way?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know 100%. I can use student issues because obviously there are student issues and I can address them even better as vice president. I can help out the student issues chair, whoever it is. If I do get elected vice president, I can help out whoever is there. And then with my experience in like the executive position and stuff like that, I know how stuff runs. And then I've been watching over Drew and how he's been doing it so I can get a grasp of all of that. But student issues is one of those things. It was a learning experience for me because I have my own committee and how to like kind of dictate in a way to get as much done and be able to serve the student body the best I possibly can.
Is there anything else about your campaign you'd like to dictate?
One of the things that I know Trey's wanting to do is he wants to help out with the communications with student government, wants to push out the word better. And we already do in our social media, but now it just comes down to the fact of getting our senators to talk to their fellow classmates, get more opinions outside of just us and be able to connect more with the student body because we are here to serve the student body. And that's one of the biggest things. One of our biggest assets is that we are the representatives of the student body and we need to act like that and push that out to our students who voted for us and get to know them and tell them more of what's going on around campus and getting them up to date on some stuff.
Right. Trey works here with me at the radio station and we do a lot of content sharing with the Arrow, which is the student news organization.
Yes.
Do you see a potential relationship there with getting SGA messages out?
Yeah, I like to work with the Arrow. And I know we kind of tried and then wasn't able to push it all the way through. Mm-hmm. So I'll try a little bit more this year if I get elected and try to get them out to more things because we are one of the biggest news sources. You can come in and sit in the back and you can listen to our Senate. And not a whole lot of people do, but there's a couple people who do. They're public meetings. Anybody can come to them. And having the Arrow there would be a plus in my opinion because we can push out the word even better to the students.
I don't have any more questions for you, so if there's any closing notes you'd like to make, I'd love to hear them.
Vote for Paul Hinkle for vice president. It was great talking to you guys. It was great talking to you as well.
Thank you. Great
thank
to
you,
meet
you guys for your time. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you for listening to this episode of SEMO Spotlight. I'm your host, Ella Tinsley, and I will see you next time.